Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And today I want to talk about whether it's wrong to do no contact. My most popular video, which has over 1.5 million views at the time of this recording and almost 3,000 comments, has a lot of very positive comments. Everyone is very happy with it, but I keep seeing certain words being used by people who are not happy by the things I teach in that video. Words like manipulation and games. So we're going to talk about whether it's wrong to do no contact. But before that, I want to welcome back, of course, the No Contact Army. Thank you so much for being here again. And have you been a good little soldier and downloaded my app Silencio to help you stay in no contact? Or have you been a bad little soldier? Well, if you've been bad, then go to the App Store right now, and Android users, yes, I know you're waiting for us to put the app out. We are working on it. And download Silencio. The link is beneath every single video. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com, where you can read two free chapters before purchasing the book. So the video, Seven Reasons Why No Contact Works on Everyone, has a lot of people not very happy with what I teach there. And, you know, I'm no psychologist, and definitely not with that grammar, but there is one thing that I do know. And I know that most people are average. Most people have not worked on themselves. And therefore, if you have a working knowledge of psychology like I do, then it's very easy to predict how they will behave in certain situations. And that's why no contact works so well, because most people, even if they break up with you, if you ignore them, if you just leave them alone, they will be curious. And it's also going to affect their ego. And for the other reasons that I explained in that video, I'll put the link up here. Things like the open loop and fab, etc., etc. So if you haven't heard it, you have to check it out. So I'm going to read a few of the comments that were underneath that video. And then, of course, I will give my rebuttal. Okay, so there were comments like, sounds like passive-aggressive mind games. Why would you manipulate someone into changing their mind about dumping you? Well, because you can. Why not? This is recommending the sort of manipulative, narcissistic behavior men are totally over. Unsubscribe. Hey, this isn't an airport. You don't need to announce your departure. So now you're a narcissist. All of a sudden you're a narcissist just because you're in no contact. Another comment. Is no contact cruel or is it just part of the game? This is awful advice. It's manipulative and painful. Don't play mind games with people. So it's awful, but apparently it works because if it didn't work, it wouldn't be painful, right? You know, all these people are up in arms because it actually works. Because if none of what I talked about worked and nothing that I mentioned in that video worked, then no one would bother to be upset. But they are, as you can see from these comments. So I'm going to read one more comment and then I'm going to talk about manipulation and games and all that fun stuff. It says, this is extremely manipulative and immature. Maybe behave like an adult and let the person know your boundary and stick to it rather than preying on their insecurities like a psychopath. Oh, so now you're a psychopath. So now you're a narcissist and a psychopath for being in no contact. So first, let me tell you that psychopaths are born. They're not made. You don't just all of a sudden become a psychopath. So let's talk about manipulation. And I think that we need to have a definition of manipulation in order to understand it better, right? If you're going to talk about something, you have to know the definition. Okay, so manipulation. The conscious and deliberate misleading of an individual by another individual, either directly or indirectly, in order to achieve a final aim. So this woman, she believes that it's manipulative to do no contact. Great, then guess what? Do not color your hair because, hey, that's not your hair color. You're being manipulative. And don't wear lipstick. That is not the color of your lips. You should not be wearing lipstick. And what? Are you shaving your legs? Are you waxing your legs? Are you lasering your legs? You know you're hairy. Stop it. That's not the real you. You're being manipulative. And why did you shave your beard? You know that's not you. You know men have beards. Men grow hair on their face. And if you're shaving it, you're being manipulative. So I could be here all day giving you examples of manipulation. Welcome to the world. It's all about manipulation, okay? When are we not manipulating? There's manipulation everywhere you turn. So you can come down off of your high horse, those of you that use that word here with no contact, thinking that you're so high and mighty, and saying, oh, you shouldn't be manipulative. There's manipulation all around. You're participating in it too in some way. So don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. Now, we have the other argument of the games. And people say, oh, but you shouldn't play games with love. Guess what? I agree. You should not play games with love when two people love each other. When two people love each other. But guess what? If you've been broken up with, your ex does not love you. Otherwise, they would not have broken up with you in most cases. Okay? So we don't have two people in love. We have one person in love. Therefore, all bets are off. Just as in the beginning, when you first meet someone, you're not in love. And so, yes, you can play games because you're not playing games with love because there is no love because you just met this person and you don't know them. And now this person has broken up with you. There is no love on their part. And therefore, you're not playing games with love because there is no love. Okay? Does that make sense to everyone? And I have one more comment that again mentions manipulation. It says, isn't the no contact rule kind of just manipulative and fundamentally unhealthy? Two healthy people should be able to communicate maturely and openly. I find it so annoying that no contact actually is so effective when the opposite should be true. Says who? Who says that the opposite should be true? We don't live in a perfect world, and most people are not healthy. Yes, if two healthy people, underline healthy, are in a breakup, then they'll communicate openly and maturely, and they will either agree to work things out or move on. As I said, most people are not healthy. Most people are average. Most people have not worked on themselves. And therefore, they behave in predictable ways, and that's why no contact works, even if you think the opposite should be true. And one last comment I want to read says, that is pathetic. Learn to accept reality. Someone does not want you. Yeah, they may not want you today, but they wanted you once in the past, and guess what? If you do things correctly, they may want you again. And people make this statement from their logical mind. I see this all the time. Why would you want an ex back? Just move on. Yeah, when you're thinking logically, you can say that. But at some point, if you date enough people, you will be broken up with, and you don't want to be broken up with that person, and you will do anything to get that person back. And those are the people I talk to. A lot of my clients say, I've had other breakups. I didn't care. I just moved on. But this one, I just can't let go. I want to get my ex back. And that's what I'm here for. And that's why I offer private coaching, and the link is below every video. We will send you the rates, so send an email. Okay? So, to the naysayers that think that no contact is such a bad thing, hopefully I have enlightened you today. And even if I hadn't, I don't care. I just needed to say this because I kept seeing all these comments about manipulation and games. And all you're doing is just respecting their wishes. They kicked you out of their life and you're just leaving them alone. And you're not responding to their breadcrumbs because you're no longer in a relationship. So if you don't want to respond to them, that's your business. So what exactly is everyone doing wrong if they're doing no contact? They're not doing anything wrong. So don't feel guilty. And I'd like to end with a short contact, no contact success story. And she says, please listen to Lucia. She knows what she's talking about. I do? Oh yeah, I do. My ex and I have been together for 4 years. We are in our mid-40s. I ignored him for 3 weeks. What? She did no contact? I can't believe it. He went crazy, nonstop texting, telling me how much he loved me and didn't want to give up on our relationship and begged for another chance. Even wanting marriage, I was shocked. Now, where's the manipulation here? If he didn't have those feelings inside of him, he wouldn't have all of a sudden been acting that way and proposed. But her leaving him alone helped him to realize he had those feelings inside of him. So if anything, no contact saved them. Continuing, I was shocked. It only took a few weeks before he was scared enough to show his true feelings. It's worth it whenever it happens, and it's worth the wait. He needed to feel the pain and hurt I felt, and he did. He worked to get me back. We are happier now, and it feels good. Thank you, Lucia. You're welcome. So if she had not done no contact and done what these other people say to do and not been, been manipulative and not played games, they may not have been together today. So don't let anyone tell you that no contact is wrong. It may feel wrong, but it's oh so right. So now I want to hear from you. Obviously, if you're listening to my channel, you probably agree with no contact. But if by chance you don't, then please comment below as to why you don't agree with it. Or if you've told your friends or family that you were doing no contact and they disagreed, what did they say? Did they also say that it was manipulative and game playing? Let us know. And in the meantime, if you would like my help personally to get your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net. The direct link is below and we'll send you the rates. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please remember to like and share and subscribe. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.